Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA last night, Joel Embiid scored 27 points, including the go-ahead dunk with about 13 seconds remaining to lift the 76ers over the Cavaliers 98-97. Also, the Jazz beat the Nets 119-114, and the Bulls downed the Knicks 120-102. In men's college basketball, Siena topped rival St. Bonaventure for the Brother Ed Coghlan Franciscan Cup 78-65, and Hartford defeated Marist 62-51. In women's college basketball, Harvard took down Siena 68-51, and Syracuse routed Maryland Eastern Shore 65-50. Over to the NHL, where Kaapo Kakko scored his second goal of the game in overtime to help the Rangers edge the Penguins 3-2. Also, the Panthers rallied from a four-goal deficit to beat the Bruins in a shootout 5-4. In NFL news, Colin Kaepernick plans to audition for NFL teams Saturday in a private workout arranged by the league to be held in Atlanta. Kaepernick hasn't played since 2016 with the 49ers. He helped start a wave of protest about social and racial injustice that season by kneeling during the national anthem at games. In MLB news, Twins manager Rocco Baldelli was voted the American League Manager of the Year in a tight ballot over Aaron Boone of the Yankees. Both received 13 first-place votes, but Baldelli got more second-place nods. The 38-year-old is the youngest to win the award. Cardinals manager Mike Schilt won the National League prize. I'm Jesse King.